USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Today marks a watershed moment in the 25 years of abuse by this predator known as R. Kelly.
That's Michael Avenatti, the attorney for one of the victims in the indictment. Kelly is facing 10 felony counts for alleged sexual abuse of underage girls. The grand jury indictment names 4 victims. The rap star has consistently denied accusations of sexual abuse. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft denies wrongdoing after he was among 25 men charged in a Florida prostitution sting. Police claim Kraft paid for a sex act in a massage parlor. Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr says there's been a crackdown on sex trafficking in Palm Beach County in recent days.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The Vatican is in the middle of a sex abuse summit with hundreds of Catholic leaders joining together from around the world. There's also alleged victims of abuse by predator clergy attending the summit. Chicago's cardinal says new legal procedures are needed to both report and investigate superiors who are accused of abuse themselves or of cover-ups for others. The Trump administration says it will prohibit taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from advising women about abortions. The move that HHS said was necessary for transparency and the legal use of tax dollars is being applauded by social conservatives. But Planned Parenthood says it believes the administration is targeting them, stripping $60 million from all of its medical services. Other critics say it amounts to a gag rule that interferes with the patient-physician relationship. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A retired NASCAR legend will be getting behind the wheel again, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., who retired from full-time racing in 2017, has announced he'll compete at Darlington Raceway's Xfinity Series race on August 31st during that track's Southern 500 weekend. Dale Jr. ran the Xfinity race at Richmond last September and finished fourth. He said the big reason he's picked Darlington to race again was the track surface puts a premium on being smart and managing tires, and he says it's one of the few stops on the circuit that provides that challenge. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump spoke with reporters in the Oval Office about a number of issues, including China and funding for his border wall. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
President Trump says he will not allow any bill passed by Congress to become law that prevents him from enforcing an executive order to fund a border wall with Mexico.
Will I veto it? 100%.
And on the issue of trade with China, President Trump says he will consider pushing back a March 2nd deadline to reach a trade deal. There are some final steps that need to happen before a deal is reached.
We will be having at least an additional meeting, and then ultimately we'll have a meeting with myself and President Xi to discuss the final terms and things that haven't been agreed to, but I think a lot of those things have been agreed to, but they want he and I to agree to them in a final form.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.